Vi ste uz SBS na srpskom.
Good afternoon, you are with SBS Serbian. My name is Biljana Ristić and next few minutes we are into education. We talked with Julie Kennedy, principal of Rowell Secondary College, school that invests in specialist education stream like sports, maths and science, arts and general excellence. Let's hear what exceptional work this public school does for education of our children. Zoran Subic there, talking with Ms. Julie Kennedy.
Principal of Rowell Secondary College, school that invests into strong and nurturing relationships between all members of a community. This is the foundation of a positive school culture in Rowell. Good afternoon, Julie.
Good afternoon, Zoran. It's an absolute pleasure to be speaking with you today.
Thank you for finding some time to talk about your school for SBS Radio. We're privileged to have you on our program.
I love talking about the school, so it's no problem at all.
Well, this school has a number of specific programs, streams that have targeted approach. Can you tell us something about what this school has to offer?
So, Zoran, our philosophy is to nurture strengths to grow curious and powerful learners. What that really means is that we focus education on strengths-based programs. So we look at the students who come to our school and we see what they can do, what their strengths are, and we start with that. So that's quite different to what traditionally schools do. They look at what deficits, what supports that students need. A strengths-based program doesn't mean that we don't help them with their deficits. What it does is allow them to love coming to school. Everybody loves having successes. So you build in those successes in the day-to-day program and you build that student's confidence and their self-esteem. And when students feel much more confident in their ability, in their strengths, then they can take risks in areas that they're not so strong with.
Oh, that sounds excellent. Well, your vision places child at the center of everything you do. And by what you were just saying, it indicates that that's really in practice. It is about academic, physical, social growth and emotional health and well-being. How do you do this?
At the center of what we do, each child has an advocate at school, a person that they meet with every day, that they know really well and that learning mentor knows the student really well. And they develop this strong relationship that we call in loco parentis or in place of the parent. So that person at school stays with the child for the whole 6 years that they're here with us and they get to know them incredibly well. They also teach them explicitly to recognise those signs of physical stress within their own body. What does stress do for them? Tracking their moods during the day so that they can recognise what stresses they have. We teach them about the power of breathing and calming techniques like mindfulness and meditation. We have extensive well-being support. We even have a breakfast program because we know that students who haven't had breakfast can't be really present in the classroom. We also cater for students who are struggling. We have lots of tutors that sit with students and support them in their academic learning. We support high-flying students. We have an elite study skills program and lots of special activities and lessons for high-ability students.
Well, facilities and program with sports academy stream you offer are state-of-the-art. Can you please elaborate on that program?
Our Rowell Sports Academy has a philosophy of building student athletes. So we want to have a high-performance pathway for students who have sport as their strength. So they come in to our school and they spend one-third of their time in a specialist coaching area. So we have incredibly high-quality coaches with lots of national and international experience that work with those student athletes every day. We have sensational facilities at the school. Our students feel very lucky and our staff feel very lucky. We have wonderful partnerships with lots of different organisations that allow us to offer at our school something that's quite unique that we don't believe is replicated in exactly the same way at any other school that we know, certainly not in Victoria or Australia. But one of the really wonderful things about our sports program is that we enrol really two types of students. Those students who love their sport, and we use that sport to connect them to loving coming to school. So they may not want to have a career at the top of their level in the sport. They come to school every day, they do a lot of high quality coaching in their sport, but they aspire to be in a different career. So we celebrate that. We also celebrate those students who come into our school wanting to get to the elite level in their sport. Thank you.
What are some of the achievements that Sports Academy and your school are proud of? There are a number of students drafted in AFL, then scholarships on American universities.
Yes. So we are proud of every student that realises their potential and achieves the goals that they set out for them. And that's a really important part of our philosophy. As a strength-based school, we look at that student, see what their potential is, and support them to realise their potential. So it's wonderful to have students who get to the very elite level in their sport. So we have professional volleyballers, we have golfers who've had success on the national stage, we've got AFL draftees, we've got National League basketballers, A-League football players, state-level cricketers and National League netballers. We also have a lot of students who aspire to the US college pathway, and that's a really important outcome. So we employ a specialist to work with those students because they've got to, the US pathway has very specific requirements in terms of what subjects they've studied and how well they've done in those subjects. So we work with those students who've identified that that's what they'd like to do, so that they have success in that. And we've had over the years 60 of our students get a US college pathway. Most of them are basketballers, but we've had a few football or soccer players, some golfers and some tennis players who've gone off to college in the US. And that's financially for them, that's a very successful thing. You know, they get a free education. Education in America at the college level is very, very expensive. So it saves them thousands of dollars in their education.
That is quite a large number of students.
Yes, yes. So, and a lot of students, you know, they hear about the successes of other students doing that, so that they want to follow in that. But we're very lucky to have the services of someone who has lots of connections with US colleges and can really help support students to be successful in that pathway.
With every organisation, and especially public schools, budgets are usually challenges they face majority of the time. With what this school offers, I must ask, how do you overcome these challenges?
Yes, well, that's a very good question, because you're absolutely right that budget and how do we manage to do those things. So anyone who's visited the school knows that we have really elite facilities. Facilities unlike any other public school. And the major way that we do that is to have partnerships with private organisations. So a lot of organisations now are really keen to become involved with our college because they know how successful the strength-based programs are that we offer. So we've got some fantastic partnerships, and we partner with them in a variety of ways. Sometimes the partners will support us financially to build wonderful facilities at the college. Sometimes they'll partner with us to provide great services. So at the moment, we have a wonderful partnership with RISE Physiotherapy, and they have physiotherapy services for our student athletes on school grounds during the school day. So they work with students on individualised strength and conditioning and athletic development. They give students the physiotherapy services, whether they injure themselves, need physiotherapy because of what they've done at school or their sport outside of school, they can access that through school time. They also can deliver education in dietetics. We know how important what athletes eat is, and we have access to sports psychology services as well. So that partnership delivers an incredible richness to what we're able to offer to our student athletes. We have other partners who might use our facilities outside of school time. This school community is really, it's so busy outside of school time. It's wonderful to come in and see our school community using the facilities that are here at the school because they're such high level. It would be awful if they weren't used outside of the school. So it really enriches our community as well to have access to these school facilities.
Yes.
What we're really striving for is to be recognised officially by the government, by the Department of Education, as a specialist school. That will help us then to continue to develop the partnerships that make this such a great and rich educational environment. We do believe that what we're doing is quite unique, and if we had that specialist recognition, the formal recognition from the government, it would really give us that flexibility to continue to develop and be a leader in this type of education.
Well, that would definitely be helpful. Now, apart from everything that you mentioned, you also even offer bus transport to students.
Yes, unfortunately, the families have to pay for the bus services. But we have six buses coming into the school because we have students come to us from all over Melbourne. And if we didn't offer those bus services, those families wouldn't be able to come to our school. So it's been a part of the those partnerships that we've developed, but parents do pay a portion of those bus fees for them to get here.
Thank you, Julie. And for the end, what is the selection criteria? How can students get enrolled in your specific education streams?
So we have four different programs at the schools. I've talked a lot about Roval Sports Academy. We have Roval Institute of the Arts, which has specialist arts students, aspiring and talented artists. Who it's very much like the Sports Academy. We also have a Maths and Science Academy. And for each of those programs, the selection criteria is a little bit different. But for the Sports Academy, students come along to a three-day elite sports camp. So it's really wonderful fun for the students. It's wonderful for the coaches. They get to spend some quality time collaborating and interacting and seeing how the students work together. What we want to see in those, regardless of what the selection criteria is, that we want to see students who are passionate, who have the learning strengths that we know are really, really important for success. So they have resilience and persistence. They can work together as a team. They can say solve problems. So whilst we are looking specifically at high-level athletes, We know that the skills that make them a great athlete also make them a great student and a great person. So those elite sports camps are a fantastic opportunity to start to connect and see if those students will thrive in this environment. So if people are interested in enrolling, they just need to get onto our website and all of the details about when those elite sports camps are on and how you sign up for them.
Thank you, Julie. Thank you again for finding some time for us today. It was a pleasure talking to you, and it was a great opportunity to learn more about your school.
Fantastic. It's been wonderful to talk with you. And as I said, I always love talking about this great school. Thanks, Zoran.
Zoran Sobic there, talking with Ms. Julie Kennedy. You are with SBS Serbian. My name is Biljana Ristić.
Želite da čujete još priča poput ove? Slušajte nas na Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify ili odakle god slušate podcast.